And time for the business news now with Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. Consumer sentiment dropped in June while the mood among businesses was mixed. That's according to the latest Economic Pulse report from Bank of Ireland. As cost of living pressures intensify, the survey reveals that one third of households now say they are just making ends meet. We can speak now to Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan, Group Chief Economist for Bank of Ireland. Morning, Loretta.
Morning, Jill. How are you?
We might start with consumer sentiment. It's no surprise, really, that people are feeling gloomier about the economy at the moment. What are the main reasons for that drop in sentiment?
Yeah, it's definitely the case that they are gloomier. As you know, global markets have been very volatile lately as energy sanctions on Russia have been broadened and as the major central banks have upped the ante in their fight against inflation. And Irish households have been jumpy as well. The consumer pulse backpedalled this month, having rallied in May. This month's reading was, in fact, the joint second lowest. And as you say, consumers downbeat about the economy in particular for those reasons and also because cost of living is obviously having an impact. And we're seeing in the latest survey about a third of households saying that they're just making ends meet. That does vary across the income distribution. At the lower end, it's about a half of households. At the upper end, it's about 14%.
The report paints a mixed picture when it comes to business sentiment. How did the readings differ across sectors?
Yeah, a little bit of a mix in what's happening on the business front. At a whole, the situation does remain challenging for firms. Three in five are finding it difficult to predict the future development of their business situation at present. And this, of course, comes back to very elevated costs, partly because of the Russian-Ukraine situation, exacerbating pre-existing supply chain pressures. This month in particular, we saw a bit of a mix. The dip down in the business pulse was driven by a fallback on the services side. So this sector has been very much buoyed by the reopening of the economy and has been benefiting from a post-restrictions rebound. That faltered a little bit this month amid that cost of living piece.
And what did businesses say about input costs and the likelihood of having to further increase their selling prices?
So on the cost front, this month we've seen a little bit of stabilisation. So the share of firms reporting an increase in their non-labour input costs came in at 87%. So that was the same as the previous month. The pass-through seems to be easing a touch in that selling prices. And the share of firms saying that they're going to increase their selling prices did ease for a second month running this time. And that possibly points to some concerns on the competitiveness front.
The housing pulse also slipped this month. Is that following the news of rate hikes from the ECB?
Yeah, it is the case that the ECB has signalled a summer lift-off for interest rates, and that does mean in time that there will be higher borrowing costs. So households were somewhat more circumspect about prospects for house prices as a result of this. Still the case, though, that 74% do expect them to rise over the coming year. That is down from 79% in May, but clearly remains in positive territory given the imbalance that we have between demand and supply.
The regional pulses bring together the views of households and businesses around the country. Just very briefly, what do the latest results show here?
So these are on a three-month moving average basis. So on that basis, Dublin and Munster were down. The rest of Leinster was more or less flat and Connacht Ulster was up on the month. But if we look at the month-on-month changes, it's very clear that developments in Brussels, in Frankfurt, London, they have unnerved households lately. So across the board, households in all the regions were more worried about the economy and also about their own finances.
Okay, Dr. Loretta O'Sullivan, Group Chief Economist for Bank of Ireland, thanks for joining us.